Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. And if you're just joining us, it is hour two of the program on this Thursday, August the 15th. Beautiful summer day here. We're coming to you from the bunker in gorgeous Western Canada in a field in southern Saskatchewan. Rod Peterson here, Kelly Rempel with us, the Silver Fox, and the voice of the Regina Pats, Phil Andrews. To cover things again, just to reset, week 10 and the CFL kicks off tonight with Canada's game of the week. For some, BC at Winnipeg, for those two markets. You viewers and listeners voted for Saturday's game, Montreal at Calgary, as Canada's game of the week. I think Kelly said it best last hour. None of them are completely salacious, but they're all interesting. There's something interesting about all of them. We have to mention Curry Field tonight, game one of the Western Canadian Baseball League Championship Series, Okotoks Dogs at the Regina Red Sox, 7:05, first pitch. And jumping back to the CFL, Frankie Williams of the Hamilton Tiger Cats was fined yesterday for choking Daron Carter Saturday. Daron called out the commissioner yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw that at all on Twitter to get his attention with the video of him getting choked. I don't know if that had to do with why the guy got fined today, but way to go, Daron. It's game day in Saskatchewan. The Rattlers are home to the Guelph Nighthawks tonight, 7 p.m. at Sasstel Center. We'll be there. I'll be doing a quick change out of my Delisle Chiefs shirt, which I got last night at the Delisle Sports Dinner. Thank you, Chiefs. And into my Rattlers shirt as we get ready for the drive up there with Paul Drouin, if he ever shows up. Where's Paul? His chair's empty.
Hard to see.
And by the way, speaking of the Delisle dinner, incredibly inappropriate speeches from Dennis Hull and...
So the best kind is what you're saying.
Yeah. We loved it. George LaRocque and Theron Fleury. Theo, a lot more serious than the other two, but still funny. And Rams, you know Theo, right? You have a personal relationship with him. Yeah. I told him some time ago, I said, just so you know, Theo, in the 80s, I was a Pats fan and an Oilers fan. And he's like,
yeah, you're killing me.
Yeah. And now I love him. So that's what a flip-flop, right? And I'm just beside myself that he's not in the Hockey Hall of Fame. And apparently a lot of you are, too. That's today's Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll. Does Theo Fleury belong in the Hockey Hall of Fame? From our stats, 84.8% of you say yes, he should be in the Hockey Hall of Fame, which he should. And 15.2% of you say no. And who are you people? You should be ashamed of yourselves. Anyways, to other sports topics, Philzy, how's life with you? It's good, been a man. While since you've been in here, since week one, actually.
Yeah, actually, first week, third day or something.
You said
like
you barely missed a minute of this show back then.
Yeah, well,
you're a big fan.
I like it. I like to be able to tune in at 10 a.m., especially now that I'm back in the office.
Good.
And then you just throw it on, right? So it's nice because, I mean, I could watch the same highlights over and over on my TV or whatever, but Canada's missing that. This time slot, right? I mean, you don't get the stuff that you get in the United States where you can go and listen to football talk all day long or whatever you want, right?
So whatever you want,
I enjoy that. And you know what? It was just a good summer. I got to take off, you know, quite a bit of time in June and July to kind of hang out with the family and all that type stuff. And now we're back at it. Camp starts next week. So excited, ready to go for another season of Pats hockey.
Can you believe that?
It's unbelievable.
Hockey camp starts in a week.
Thursday night, Pats.
Where did the summer go, Rod Peterson?
Well, I'm clinging to it, kicking and screaming out of summer. I don't like the cold. So I'm, you notice I don't have Big Bird today, but that's only because I've had to drive some people around town. Big Bird's basically a one-seater, unless it's Lynch because he doesn't care. He's fine. But I top down as much as I can.
You can strap him to the bumper.
Lynch, he'll ride in the back, whatever.
I've been doing a lot of driving. I became an Uber driver on the weekend.
How much money did you make?
Lots.
For Garth Brooks. Like for real?
Yeah, for 2 days I was an Uber driver for Garth Brooks.
Isn't that a massive amount of red tape?
It took a couple weeks, but like it's all just like simple stuff. Like you take a picture or something and put it in. It's like, it's not overly, I mean, it took a couple weeks, but it was, I had a lot of fun for 2 days, but I couldn't do it for a living. The people that do that for a living, drive people around, that's something. But
I respect them immensely.
I might retire now. I did 2 days retire, and that'll be good.
Good for you, man. We'll have to talk about that. I'm thinking of doing the same thing. I'm a very safe driver now. Now. Linda, by the way, writes in on the Facebook string. She says, I want to know why on earth the other 15% don't think Theo deserves to be in the Hall. Well, there's the Edmonton people we were telling you about. Which, by the way, Theo said last night, and you, Rams, will attest to this. He said the Moose Jaw-Regina rivalry got him ready for the Battle of Alberta. He said Moose Jaw-Regina, Edmonton-Calgary, same thing. And that's from Theo, who has lived right in the teeth of both. That's pretty cool.
Well, I remember when we did the alumni game and Theo was there. I could remember after those games, the first couple games, for example, the Pats won the alumni game. And they were close one-goal games. It's not like it was 10-2 or something. So they came right down to the wire. And the Pats dressing room, they were just wired and excited and high-fiving. And, you know, of course, then the beers come out and the guys are all excited. The Warriors dressing room, an alumni game. And the guys that played back in the 80s, like, wanted to win. Like Daryl LaPointe.
You expect something else?
Daryl LaPointe threw his gloves down and said,
screech.
He says, I don't care if I'm 40 or whatever. I hate losing to those effing guys. Like, they just, it's not the same now, Phil.
Will we ever go back to that, Phil?
I saw James Gallen, what he said, what was it, last week? I mean, it's so different now. I mean, all these guys are friends, right? So, like, they text each other after the game.
They all grew up playing hockey together.
Exactly. There's no hatred anymore in hockey. I mean, there are some throwback guys, I will say that. But you don't have 25 guys on your roster that absolutely hate Moose Jaw because they're there, or the vice versa, right? I mean, going back to my first year, Pats played the Warriors in the first round of the playoffs, and the Warriors ended up going to the conference final that year. And that was as close as it's been in, I don't know, and I've watched junior hockey my whole life, right? I don't know. It'll never be the same. Playoff series, yes, there'll be a little more, but it's not going to be where... I mean, we did see a line brawl, I guess, 2 years ago against Saskatoon Blades. You were there. But that stuff is so far, few and far between.
Has there been one in the last 10 years?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Well, by the way, you guys, we all played sports. You always wanted to beat your friends still. Maybe you didn't hate them, but you wanted to beat them.
For sure.
And the guys are still competitive. I get that. But Weston Dressler, just to switch it back to football here. And by the way, we do have Tory Gurley coming up and Jeff Currier here in hour two. Dressler, I asked him, why did you never race Rob Bagg? Because I was always, if you remember, I was always trying to set that race up, and they wouldn't do it. I think they wanted to, but Ken Miller wouldn't allow that to happen. And Weston said, because we would have injured each other trying to beat each other. We would have pulled something that would have been so competitive. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think when you heard last week that Weston, like it was literally sayonara, riding off into the sunset? What did you think about his career, and were you still kind of holding out hope that we might see him in a CFL field again?
I don't know if I was holding out hope, but I mean, he was just such a fun guy to watch. I mean, ever since he came in, I mean, just this little guy, he had that underdog feel, I think, coming to the league. And so you just, I mean, I'm always a guy that cheers for the underdog, I think. And so you had this rooting interest in seeing him succeed, and then to see him do what he did. I mean, it was incredible as a little guy. I mean, just an incredible player to watch. I mean, one of the best to do it. And that's saying something. I mean, just a ton of respect for what he was able to do in the league. And so, yeah, it was, I mean, tough to see him go, obviously, but I guess that happens for everybody. But yeah, he was a fun player to watch.
I'm going to pause that, Rems, and tell you guys to put on your headphones. Oh. And you might have to turn on the dial there, because we have our NFL CFL insider, Tory Gurley, with us. And I don't even know where to ask where he is today. So, Tory, where are you at, man? Welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Ron. I'm back in Toronto.
Would you tell our viewers what your whirlwind last week to 10 days have been? It looks like it's been a lot of fun for you.
Yeah, it was in Cleveland with the Browns. Went to their scrimmage with Miss Kim. And from there, I went down to Miami. I was at the National Black Journalism Convention where I was representing the NFL Network as well as Fox. I was able to meet up with a lot of journalists, get more insight, and just work on perfecting my craft. And now I'm back in Toronto and trying to figure out if I want to go check the Argos out tomorrow against Edmonton. Kim and I are also going to the fair. The CNE is out here, so we might do both.
You should do both. We did the exact same thing here with Buffalo Days. You ask Kim about that. She'd remember Buffalo Days. And what's your take on that game? Are we going to start with CFL, Tory? What's your take on that matchup, the Eskimos and the Argos, by the way?
Oh, I think I love this matchup. You know, I'm waiting to hear back from Trevor Harris. I'll probably go grab lunch or dinner with him later on when the guys get in and just have an opportunity to congratulate him. And you know, I really want to see him in action. Trevor is excited to come back to Toronto. Obviously, is where it all began for him. And, you know, it's one of those situations where he want to go out and stick it to this organization because they decided to go in a different direction when he was an up-and-coming quarterback.
It's I'm just being told it's officially a sellout tomorrow night. Tory, you might already know that. Did you ever think you'd see the day?
And that's what happened when you win a game. You know? But it should be a great environment. You know, I was a part of the first game at BMO Field a couple years back when we opened up against Hamilton, and it was unbelievable to have guys like Joe Theismann and Rocket Ismail and just different people around to really bring the camaraderie back to the Argo and the Boatmen. You know, and obviously you can't forget Pinball with him coming in and giving us a speech before the game. And I just remember walking out of the tunnel and just seeing all those people at BMO Field. I mean, it's a great environment, and hopefully it could be a good game. But I definitely see Edmonton being able to get the win.
Tory, we got two fans from NFC North teams in the bunker, a Vikings fan and a Packers fan, so I'm going to turn them loose in a second. But first, I think the biggest news in the CFL this week was the Sean Lemon trade on Monday morning. He's a good friend of yours. He's going from Toronto to BC. He should have homes in both cities, really, for the amount of time he's spent with both teams. What's your take on that trade?
It just shores up that out there in BC, they need another pass rusher, and that's what Lemon can do. He can get after the quarterback. He isn't too fond of being able to play the run, but whenever you get a chance on second and long to get a sack, you know, that's where Lemon drops come from, and he's one of the best guys in the league at being able to get it done.
Tory, I kind of want to switch to the NFL, and you know, Roddy mentioned, you know, there's a Minnesota fan here, and I like Green Bay, but just following that division a little bit, I mean, you look last year and what Chicago did, I mean, nobody saw that coming, being as good as they were. I mean, you know, you go get Khalil Mack, and they did some incredible things with that defense, but do you see a team this year that might come out of nowhere to make the playoffs? I mean, I don't think anybody'd be surprised if, you know, Green Bay made the playoffs, Minnesota made the playoffs after missing last year, teams like that. I mean, I know there's a lot of hype around Cleveland and that type of thing, but is there a team in your mind that, you know, might surprise people come this year? I know it's early, but any thoughts on that?
Yeah, a team that I definitely have my eyes on would be the San Francisco 49ers. I think what they have with Jimmy G, he's a hell of a quarterback. Kyle Shanahan is one of the best play callers in all of football, and if they can just stay healthy defensively, they'll have opportunity to make some noise. They're in the NFC West, so obviously they have to go against the Los Angeles Rams, the Seahawks, as well as, you know, the bottom of the barrel Arizona Cardinals. But I truly think San Francisco can make some noise this year. And in the AFC, I like the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, last year they went on a nice run. They were able to win, I think, like nine consecutive games. And having a quarterback like Andrew Luck and the way their defense played and if they can get a home field advantage, being able to play it inside the old – it's not the RCA Dome, but wherever the Colts play is. That's the old one where Peyton Manning used to play, but the field house, where they play in the field house there in Indy. I mean, it's a tough place to play, and the Colts can put up a lot of points. But, you know, I lean towards those two teams, the sleepers.
To Rod's steering in the direction of the NFC North, being that we have a lame Packer fan here and a Viking fan.
Torrey's Packer alum.
There you go.
There you go.
What do you think is going to happen there? How would you do you think that the what would you see the order being? I think we can all agree Detroit's probably going to be at the bottom, but as far as Chicago, Green Bay, and Minnesota, any feel for what you think might happen there?
To be honest with you, we're going to have to sit back and see. Obviously, I was teammates with Aaron for 2 years, and Aaron is set in his ways. You know, he played up under Mike McCarthy for a long time, for 10-plus years, and he's only learned one system. And now with Coach LaFleur, with he being in, I don't think it's just going to magically happen overnight. I think they're going to face some adversity, and it's going to take some time for the offense to catch up with the defense. I do like how the Packers – went out and drafted a lot of guys on D, but mm-hmm. offensively, I just don't know if it's going to mesh between LaFleur and Aaron, so we'll see. And, you know, obviously they play tonight against the Baltimore Ravens on NFL Network, so I'd definitely be tuned in just to watch those guys get.
Did you see any of Kyler Murray's debut in the preseason last week, Torrey? And if so, what did you think of him? He was 6 of 7, and the only incompletion was to an ineligible player that went out of bounds and came back in. So we didn't miss a pass. Any talk of Kyler Murray, and he's not going to save the Cardinals, but could he get him into the playoffs, do you think?
No, I don't believe the hype at all. What the Cardinals did, it was strategically planned to give him easy throws. What we all know is you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. So with Kyler Murray going out and playing in his first preseason game, they gave him some elementary routes to throw. So guys like us and other journalists could talk about he was 6 for 7. But when you sit down and watch the film, a lot of those throws were short. They got straight to the point. And, you know, he really didn't face too much of a blitz or anything like that. So we'll see when the season comes around if he can expedite this learning curve, but I truly doubt it. You know, the Cardinals they're a bad team. Their offensive line is, they have so many guys on the offensive line. It's not right. You know, they need some consistency, and hopefully you can get your fantasy stud and David Johnson to contribute back to the offense again, because if not, Kyler's going to be out there running for his life.
What do you make of all this Antonio Brown nonsense? Like this, here we go again. Like, what is wrong with this guy?
It reminds me of my nieces and nephews when they used to complain about not having their pacifier in their mouth, you know, their binky. You know, it was one of those things that my brother had to pull the binky away, and they started crying, and eventually they got their way. But you know what? Yeah, everyone knows about the binky if you have kids, you know. Give them the pacifier, they stop crying. But hopefully Antonio can get out of his own way and get into playing football, because I just feel bad for his teammates. You know, this guy's getting so much attention, and he's not even there in camp. And the guys in camp are working, and they're preparing for the upcoming season, and it's all about Antonio. And now, when Antonio does get back, he's going to continue to get all the attention, and guys are just kind of – they're going to get fatigued on it. They might envy it, and it could really drive a wedge in your team. So hopefully when Antonio gets healthy, he can prove that he's worth the money that the Raiders gave him, and he can go out and play to the best of his abilities. Because if not, he's just going to be an overpaid dude in the locker room.
Mentioned that you were just in Los Angeles doing a stint on Fox Sports Radio there. There's so much going on in L.A. aside from sports, but you got your Lakers, you got Kawhi with the Clippers now, you got a couple hockey teams. But I do think it's a football town, and the Rams have been getting better every year under Sean McVay. What is the take on the Rams in LA getting back to a Super Bowl, maybe winning it, or how are they feeling about their club, their favorite football club?
Yeah, we'll see if they have a Super Bowl hangover. It's one of the toughest things to get over is a Super Bowl loss. A lot of my friends who were able to play in a big game, it's one of those situations where you're not guaranteed to get back the following year. And every football team is different year to year. And you just want to make sure that you can flush that loss and focus on the task at hand. Because if not, you know, you'll continue to beat yourself up over, especially how they perform. They put up 3 points. I mean, literally, that's, you know, they were averaging that per second, you know, the way they were, you know, getting after it in the regular season. And now with them having such a bad performance in the Super Bowl, hopefully they can use that as motivation and as fuel to get back. Because if not, it can truly just snowball effect and, you can see a team take a downward spiral if they don't have the right leadership in the locker room.
Torrey, where can folks follow you, listen to you, or watch you these days?
Yeah, you can follow me at tgurley81. That's on all social media websites, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever there is. I'm out there on it. And if you want to see me come out to the fair on Friday or Saturday, you might catch me out. Me, Kim, and I got to win her a teddy bear. You know, she's mad at me right now, but I promised her I was going to win her that teddy bear. So hopefully my jump shot could, you know, go in the net for me, and I can win her, so we can have something to laugh about.
All right. Well, happy wife, happy life. And you got the book that I sent you, Kim told me. So have you been able to delve into that yet?
Yes, sir. I read a little bit of it, and I'm so thankful. And, you know, I have my highlighter and my marker out, and I just want to make sure that I take notes and just stay on top of it, because it's something that definitely is going to help me moving forward in this new adventure of journalism.
All right, Torrey, appreciate you. Say hey to Kim for me and enjoy the game tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. You guys take care, and thank you for having me.
Our NFL CFL insider, Torrey Gurley, not shy on opinions. He's going to be a huge success in this business. I think he already is. We'll be right back on this Thursday morning, episode number 53 of the Rod Peterson Show. Kelly Rempel, Phil the Thrill Andrews with us here in the bunker. Canada's most watched Facebook live show is the Rod Peterson Show. You can listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch the podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets, shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, on a Thursday morning. Episode number 53. Some famous 53s. Ken Sheveldayoff, our good friend Chevy, who I accidentally introduced at the last Rattlers game to a buddy of mine as Kevin Sheveldayoff, his brother, the GM of the Winnipeg Jets. Ken said, I don't mind being mixed up for him, but I'd rather you mixed up our paychecks. Ba-dum-bum.
Fair, yes.
Ken Sheveldayoff, Patty Neufeld of the Bombers, Derek Morris of Flames lore, and Pats. Bill Romanowski, great Oakland Raiders psycho linebacker.
Dirty player.
Oh, the dirtiest, they say. Sports update on this Thursday morning for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. Week 10 of the CFL season gets underway in Winnipeg tonight as the Bombers prepare to face the BC Lions. Winnipeg enters the contest holding a slim lead in the West Division with Calgary, Edmonton, and Saskatchewan close behind. Three-way tie for second, if you can believe. Lions looking for just their second win of the season. 6:30 Mountain on TSN tonight. Hamilton Tiger Cats DN Jamel Westerman will miss the rest of the season with a torn triceps tendon in his right arm. Westerman, who hasn't played a game this year, suffered the injury at practice. We're talking about practice. Earlier this week, the Detroit Tigers host the Seattle Mariners. In afternoon Major League Baseball action, Spencer Turnbull starts for the Tigers in the rubber match of the three-game series. The Blue Jays are off before hosting a three-game series with Seattle starting tomorrow night. Speaking of the Blue Jays, Phil, I said to you guys in the break, what do you want to talk about? I talked with Theo Fleury at length last night about the Blue Jays. He's a big Blue Jays guy. Brems, I know you are.
Yeah, love the infield.
And
yeah,
Phil, you always have been too. And I'm getting back and excited because of the kids. What's your take on the future of the TBJ?
Well, I will say that offensively, they look set. I mean, you look at that lineup and what they've been able to do, even as rookies, you know, with Bo Bichette coming in, and he looks legit. I mean, I know it's early, but the kid is unbelievable. Vladdy's had a great rookie year. Biggio, yes, maybe the average isn't what he'd like it to be, but I like the way he plays. Gurriel Jr., what he's been able to do since going into left. Offensively, I like a lot. I like Danny Jansen behind the plate. You know, you got some options there at first with Justin Smoke and maybe Rowdy Tellez if he can, you know, kind of develop into a Major League Baseball player. But, you know, there's a lot of good things there. Even Randall Grichuk's having a great year, better than he did last year. Where the concern is for me is the pitching. And, you know, seeing the trade deadline and who the Jays were able to get for the guys that they shipped out, I was disappointed, to be honest. I mean, I looked around the league and some of the other returns, and, you know, for guys that I didn't think they had to trade this year, you know, I mean, you didn't have to move Aaron Sanchez with a 6.5 ERA. Hold on to him. You got a chance that, you know, he bounces back and gets back to his previous form. You're going to get more form eventually. I would have liked to see more in terms of higher end pitching prospects come in the trades that were made, so that, you know, you can look at the full package and say, you know, 3-4 years down the road, you're going to be a team that contends in the AL East in a very tough division. So I mean, offensively, I really like it. A lot of work has to be done from the pitching side, because if they don't, they're just going to be a team that loses 11-10.
Well, they're fun to watch, and I don't agree with everything that Steve Simmons says. Lately, less and less of the Toronto Sun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he did say one time in sports, if you're not selling wins, you'd better be selling hope. And I think the Blue Jays are doing that. Kel, you were PVRing the games even when they sucked. So yeah. You must be excited now.
Well, I love how good they are defensively. They're a really good defensive team. The only thing I really almost would like to just kind of say everything he said, because that's kind of the way I feel about it too. You know, Phil hit the nail on the head. I mean, defensively, they're good. They're young. They can hit. One of the young kids got 4 hits the other night.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Bichette.
Mm-hmm. Got 4 hits. You know, Vladdy's great. I love, you know, they can play a little bit of small ball if you need them to do that. They're not, you know, you don't have all these egos and all the selfishness. They'll do whatever they have to do to win. But at the end of the day, you have to be able to pitch. It's like trying to think that you could win in hockey without goaltending, mm-hmm. or win in football without quarterbacking. You have to be able to pitch. And I don't know. I mean, sometimes you have to defer to people that know a lot more about it than you. I mean, I'm not an expert on, you know, what they got for arms in return. When you look at the numbers, they certainly don't jump off the page, and it makes you wonder if, like, you know, could we not have gotten better players than that? But it's the only thing missing that doesn't give me that hope that eventually they're going to be playing with the big boys. No. But you know what? I guess you got to leave it to the people that know more, and they obviously feel that they've got the pitching. I don't see it, but who knows? I guess time will tell.
Switching gears, by the way, my good friend Johnny Schmidt writes in. He says, Phil, how good will the Pats be? Where do you think they'll finish this year? And on that vein, I read off earlier the top 10 cities for viewing this week, and there's a theme between all of them. See if you can point out what it is. Top 10 cities for viewership of the Rod Peterson Show: Regina, Saskatoon, Winnipeg, Calgary, Edmonton, Moose Jaw, Toronto, Hamilton, PA, Ottawa. Every single one of them has a major junior hockey team, mm-hmm. a Canadian Hockey League. Every one of them. And we're hoping that they go out and support them. DuPont was telling me the other day that I guess it was announced that Ottawa is not providing any funding for a new arena in PA. Are you following that story at all?
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Because
they're a semi-pro team. That was the reason, though, is because we're not going to fund the arena because they already have a semi-pro team. They're not a semi-pro team. No. They're a junior hockey team.
An amateur team.
Yes.
Yeah.
See? Oh. Idiots.
This was Ottawa, federal government.
Yeah.
Right? So anyways.
And a city that has a junior hockey franchise. That's what blows my mind. You have the 67s. It's no
you don't
difference.
Know the difference?
Like, what is, like, come on.
I don't know if Trudeau's, I'm steering away from politics entirely. Well, I'm not sure that he's a junior hockey fan.
And you were with Theo for the last couple of nights, so maybe some of that's rubbed off on you.
Oh, I know. I try, like, Theo, he is, what did you say? A mental disorder.
When, when it comes to
he's
Trudeau.
Deranged yeah. when it comes to Pierre, or to Justin Trudeau. But I stay out of hell. I almost started a holy war yesterday about Cody Fajardo and his God and Jesus references. I'm not getting into politics.
The sprinkle of Jesus?
Yeah. Well, there'll be somebody waiting with a gun out front of this place for me. Anyways, I'm just saying we all love talking our junior hockey. And in Kelly's case, junior hockey and 80s rock. But Phil, how are the Pats going to be?
I you know what? I think they're going to be better. You know, being able to add Dawson Holt and Robbie Holmes back as 20-year-olds, I mean, that's huge to go with Austin Pratt. I mean, the 320s are going to be much improved from last year just in terms of being able to score some goals, because that's where they really struggled last year. You know, we saw the second half. It was a much improved team. Those guys that were a part of that are going to have to take another step if they want to even challenge for a playoff spot, because you look at this division, Saskatoon, I think Rams would probably agree that they're probably number one in the league yeah. going in terms of favorites to win. Brandon's going to be much better. They're going to be a playoff team. And PA still, I mean, they're going to lose some guys, but they've got some really good pieces coming back. So I think that's top three in the division. Then there's Moose Jaw, and then Regina and Swift. And, you know, Moose Jaw, you know, especially if they get Justin Almeida back, I mean, they're going to be a playoff team.
And the Swedish goalie. Can you imagine how much that'll help if
exactly.
he reports?
And, you know, Braden Tracy, you know, Damon Hunt in the back end, they're a good club. You know, that they're young, but they're building, right? And we saw the young first-round pick score a goal against Saskatoon in the playoffs last year with the French name. It's evading me right now. But, I mean, they're a good team. Pats are going to have to, you know, somehow find a way to be better than Moose Jaw if they want to, you know, make the playoffs. So I think they're going to be a better team. It's going to be a battle, though, to try and make the postseason in this second year out for the World Cup.
Well, we always watch the attendance figures, right? And you guys were right up there. Were you
fourth in the league?
Fourth in the league. Mm-hmm. What were you in the conference? Second or third? Or maybe even first?
Edmonton and Calgary were.
So third in the conference.
And then Spokane, and then it was.
So you're still kind of riding that league final run and Memorial Cup appearance.
Yeah, it's been, you know, we came down last year to more the year prior to the Memorial Cup in terms of season ticket holders and, you know, being right around that, you know, 3,000, 3,200 mark, and we're going to hit that again this year. So you're starting at a really good number. And then, you know, we had just great support all year long. I mean, this is a hockey town in Regina. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, to average over 5,000 for a team that had 19 wins last year was incredible. And, you know, we were selling out at the end of the year. So it wasn't even like you're riding away from World Cup and it's all front-loaded in terms of the attendance. It was all back-loaded. So it's you know, pretty special that way, and we're you know, looking forward to another good year like that.
We've opened a can of worms, a great can of worms, Everybody's writing in with junior hockey questions. I think it's an underserved market. You can get an NHL talk anywhere. We'll be talking a lot of junior hockey here. And real quickly, Sheldon Beattie says, who's going to win the WHL and the SJHL? We can go around the horn here real quick. For the SJ, I believe it'll be the North Battleford North Stars. Battleford's North Stars, as they're called. Now, defending league champions, they return virtually everybody, I think, except their goalie. But I don't know who the dub is. The Blades?
Saskatoon, I'd say.
Wow.
Yep.
You think so?
I think
for the first
mind.
Time in franchise history, you're predicting that the Saskatoon Blades are going to win a WHL championship?
If they get Kirby Dach back, which I think they will. I mean, he'll get his 9
They traded Uncle
Chicago.
Gary yesterday.
They got Scott Walford in that trade from Victoria, who's one of the, you know, going to be one of the stud back. They've rebuilt their entire back end again for this season. It looks a lot better than, you know, what it did 3 months ago. And they got some studs up front. Man, they're going to be a tough team. They got probably the best goalie now in the Eastern Conference in Nolan Meyer, who I can't believe didn't get drafted this year. They're going to be a tough out. There's no doubt. And I hope that city goes out and supports them, because they're going to have an incredible team at 45 plus wins.
They're just waiting to support them. Yep. That's a great hockey. That's your hometown. Yep. You know how much they love hockey up there. They will fill the barn.
Yep. I like Calgary in the Central. I think Calgary's going to be really good.
Rems?
As well.
Well, I'm not quite as dialed in as I once was in terms of knowing what goes on out in the West. Like, I used to be able to tell you every player on every roster. I'm not quite there right now. But as far as the Eastern Conference, I don't have any doubt in my mind that Saskatoon will finish, you know, the regular season with the most points. When you get into the playoffs, I mean, it's a totally different ballgame. I do think, though, that the management of the Saskatoon Blades, they understand that this is an opportunity that they have not had in a while. I mean, I guess I shouldn't say that, because the team that hosted the Memorial Cup in around that area had some good teams too. But we know what happened then, right? So that organization and that franchise is really in an interesting spot in Saskatoon. They can't let yet another cycle go by where they don't have a deep, deep playoff push. Like, they got to do something. I mean, I don't think I'm talking out of school here when I say that they're losing a lot of money up there. Year after year after year, they bought the team for whatever, $9 million, and they're still not getting the return on their investment. They need to start getting people in the hordes back into that building, and I think they'll do whatever. My point is, I think that Colin Priestner will do whatever it takes to make sure that his team has a legitimate good push in the playoffs this year. What really interests me about the division is I see... I mean, obviously, PA won the whole thing, so I don't see them being quite as good. I don't think Moose Jaw's going to be as good, and the only reason I say that is because I think they're going to be sellers at the deadline than buyers. So I think they're going to be in a bit of a rebuilding phase. But I think every other team is going to be better.
For sure.
Like, the Broncos will have to be better. The Pats will have to be better. And I just
Brandon's
going to be good.
I think they're going to be a real good team. And I think the Blades will be great. So I actually am kind of looking more forward to this year, just because I think there's going to be a little bit more parity
for sure
in the league.
Yeah.
Rems, it's been great. Phil, can you stick with us for a while?
Of course.
Go enjoy lunch, Rems.
Yeah, got a luncheon in 20 minutes. You're giving me just enough time.
The Silver Fox.
You can get anywhere in Regina in 10, so what the heck?
Go ahead. You go ahead and go.
You don't want me to pull a Jim Hobson, do you, and walk right down?
Anna, Claire, Hannah, all the greats do it. They walk in front of the camera.
I'll wait till you sign off.
It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, Canada's most watched Facebook Live show. Hey, there he goes.
You didn't
go ahead, Remps. We're not doing anything over here.
Your world, Remps. Yeah. We're living in it.
And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Employee pricing is back.
You get to pay what I pay and the whole entire pre-owned inventory.
Plus, we're Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned store, right here in Regina.
This pre-owned 2018 Ford Escape SEL with leather, sunroof, and navigation is only $29.95 plus tax. Or check out this 2011 Jetta Highline Diesel. Its employee price, just $11.99 plus tax.
You pay what we pay! Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It's the Rod Peterson Show on a Thursday morning, episode number 53, famous number 53s. Ken Sheveldayoff, SAS Party cabinet minister. War 53 with the Huskies and the Hilltops, don't you know?
Is there one with the Pats right now, Phil?
Nope, no 53.
But Derek Morris did, former Pat, former Calgary Flame. Pat Neufeld of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Jack Abinchan, a Rider great. Bo Horvat of the Vancouver Canucks. It's episode number 53 of the program, and there's some of your 53s.
Horvat played in Saskatoon in the Memorial Cup in 20.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, with the London Knights.
There you go.
And won it all, did he not?
No, it was Halifax won it with Nathan McKinnon
and Jonathan Drouin. That's right,
Drouin. What a Memorial Cup that was with Portland, London, and Halifax. I mean, the number of studs that went on an NHL career. Oh,
we were talking about that last night.
Mm-hmm. So fun.
We're going to Winnipeg now. Week 10 in the CFL kicks off tonight at IG Field. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers, the top team in the CFL West, 6-2, home to the BC Lions, 1-7. Jeff Currier of CJOB Radio joins us from the Manitoba Capital, 12 seasons voice of the Rough Riders on CKRM. Good morning, Jeff. How are things in Winnipeg today?
Things are fabulous. I'm actually talking to you from the streets of beautiful Kenora, Ontario today. We're just kind of making a little day trip up here to hang out. I happened to be off this week, so we decided to take a little trip up here. And if I turn around, you can probably see the lake behind me here. You know, it's a beautiful lake of the woods. It's a little spot.
I'm actually glad that you did that because I've never seen Kenora, Ontario before. So I'm already richer for the experience, Jeff.
Well, it's a pretty sleepy little town. It's only about 15,500 population, but it's a great summer resort town. There's a lot of really funky little shops and great places to eat. It's just a nice little getaway.
Jeff, can you? I don't know. You're very close to the Bomber scene. You're hosting a talk program on CJOB. Can you explain where the Bomber fan base is right now at 6-2? And they don't seem settled. They don't seem content. As a matter of fact, they seem riled up.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, Ron. They got off to such a great start at 5-0, and I think a lot of the skepticism or the reluctance to fully jump on board the bandwagon has to do with the fact that this team hasn't won a Grey Cup since 1990. And the fans are always a little reluctant. You know, they've been a playoff team. They've been a real good team the last 3 years under Mike O'Shea. The organization is solid. They've done a good job replacing departed players. They've signed the appropriate free agents. I mean, they're doing all the right things, but they're still drawing fewer than 26,000 fans per game. And so I think there's still that there's a kind of a hesitancy on the part of some of the fan base to really fully jump on board with this team because it's just been so long, and they sort of feel like they've seen this movie a couple of times before.
Jeff, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier on the show about Matt Nichols and the seeming, you know, desire for Bomber fans to jump on him when something doesn't go right. What do you see there in that maybe relationship with the fans and their quarterback?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Matt has done a very credible job, but if you were to, you know, is he a Mike Riley? Is he a Bo Levi Mitchell? Is he a Ricky? No, he's just not. He's a good quality, bona fide CFL starting quarterback, but he is not a kind of a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. But the Bombers have got the other pieces in place, and they believe that they can win. Nichols, the team rallies around him. The team is, you know, the players seem to be real solid behind the guy. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He doesn't make a lot of tacular plays, but he doesn't make a lot of mistakes either. And so, you know, I think he's a credible starter, and I think given the cast, the people that they've got around them, I think the Bombers feel that they can win with him.
I think much like Neil was saying, I mentioned it earlier in the show, Neil Hughes mentioning about the 2013 Grey Cup, you'll never be comfortable until it's the final kneel down of the Grey Cup, and that's when the fans will finally be comfortable with what they have in Winnipeg. But for me, I'm curious is to kind of your journey, because I haven't had a chance to chat with you, and it's been a while, I think, since people around here have heard from you, too. What's life like in Winnipeg as a former voice of the Riders? Can they believe that you cheer for the team, or do they still hold the grudge that you were here for so long? Okay.
You need a new hat.
I've been in Winnipeg almost 22 years, and it's hard to believe that that it's been this long. But and I'm not a Fox, right? I'm now a guy, when I go to the games, I sit in the stands and I eat popcorn and yell at the refs just like everybody else. And so my approach to the game is so much different now, and you know, as a play-by-play guy, you're working there, you're trying to paint the picture and do all of that, all of the right stuff, and do the craft of calling a game. Now I'm just kind of enjoying it. Don't study the game the way I once did. I go and enjoy it now as a fan.
So what did you see in a young Rod Peterson? How many years ago was that? It's a while ago.
None of us remember.
He mentioned, you know, and I know, Rod, you've said that Jeff was a mentor for you.
He knows that.
Back in the day, and he knows. But what did you see in a young Rod all those years ago?
Just an enthusiasm for the game, an enthusiasm for the craft. It wasn't just the fact that he was a sports fan, because there's a million out there who are calling games who are really just kind of fans with microphones. Rod was, a huge sports fan, but he also was keenly interested in perfecting the craft of painting the picture, of calling a game, and of making sure that the fans shared in the experience and making the experience more exciting for the fans. And that's what separates the fans with microphones from the guys who are really good play-by-play guys who played at both hockey and football. And they are two completely different. It would be the difference between, you know, dancing ballet and dancing tap. You know, they're both dancing, but they're completely different kinds of techniques and crafts. And Rod was terrific at both. That's a real rarity. There are not many guys can pull that off.
I appreciate that, Jeff. And I guess while we're extolling virtues, I think the last time people saw your name in the headlines out here was getting that RTNDA, Radio Television News Directors Association Lifetime Achievement Award here within the last 6 months or so. What did that mean to you?
Oh, it was enormously meaningful, Rod, because it's, I guess it means you're getting old is one of the things that it tells you. But this is a recognition from your peers that you've done okay, that you've made a contribution, that you've been consistently competent at what you do. I've never thought of myself as one of the greats in Western Canada by any month, not in the class of some of the great people that we've had, but it means that I've endured and that I've been consistent, that I've cared about the work, and that I've tried to do my very best today. Every day I come in and try to give it the best I've got. And I think to be recognized by the people in your industry was really enormously gratifying. And to hear some of the kind things that were said about me was very, very flattering. I'm really humbled by it.
Good stuff. Well earned for sure. And I appreciate you giving us some time on your couple of days off here. I'm sure you'll be watching the game tonight, so enjoy it. And I hope we can do this again soon, Jeff.
Yeah, Rod, anytime. It's always great to talk to you. And, I know that if you're talking to Patty Neufeld, it'd be nice to see him back out on the field there one of these days.
All right, Jeff Currier joining us from Kenora, Ontario, Lake of the Woods. There is a lot of comments coming in on Facebook, how much they enjoy hearing his voice again, seeing him again, and so forth. That was a great era of Rider football, too. 86 to 97 was his time. Good and bad for the football club. The best of the best and the worst of the worst, almost. We'll let you go, Philzy, and bring Darren back for overtime. But you got a sales pitch on your Regina Pats?
I don't know. Just the camp starting next week. We're excited about that Thursday at the Brandt Center. And, you know, we're going to get preseason started on the 27th and preseason tournament the last weekend of August there. And then the home opener on September 20th against Moose Jaw. Going to be a great home and home to start the year. So season tickets are on sale. We're going to go single game tickets right away here. So, yeah, we're looking forward to getting things going. I certainly am. It's been a long time since March 15th when we ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ReginaPats.com for all your info on everything. And you'll have camp schedules
for
there, right?
Sure.
All right. Thanks, Philzy.
Cheers, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We can't get him in here enough. There's no doubt about it. Phil, the Thrill Andrews, the voice of the Regina Pats. Dupes, back with me in overtime after this break. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch the podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and Spotify.
Employee pricing is back.
You pay what we pay with savings up to $19,000 on a 2019 F-150 Super Crew 4x4. And we got them starting at just $34,999 plus tax. Our new 2019 Ford Escapes are starting from just $24,999 plus tax. And you can save $6,000 on remaining 2019 Ford Explorers. Plus, most purchases qualify for $1,000 trade-in bonus cash.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rob.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on this Thursday, August the 15th. It's overtime. We're going into overtime. Is it sudden death?
We can't go to double overtime because we got to go to Saskatoon.
Yeah, when are we leaving? When's the bus leaving?
Right after the show.
Where's Paul?
I don't know.
Well, he's driving.
I guess the bus is whenever the bus gets here.
Apparently, we're not going anywhere. But it's fun to talk. Oh, is Greg coming on? Greg, come on in.
Yeah.
Greg McCullough's here from the Piffles podcast. Did I know that he was coming on?
Stay real tight.
Yeah, you jump right in. Hey, walk right in front of the camera. Everybody else does.
Oh, look at that. He did it.
I did.
Smooth.
Very smooth.
Oh, we got a...
It's all good. I'm just reading the Prairie Mobile text line, by the way. While Greg McCullough makes himself comfortable.
Yes.
Oh, Hank writes in from Buena Vista. Del Boca, Buena Vista. Hey, you dinos. Hockey has changed for the better as football. Think about today's rant. No more hockey goons. Don't get me going on that, Hank. Not today. Let's wait until at least the leaves are yellow and orange before you get me talking about how hockey has changed and the lack of goons. So, anyways, we're going back to Saskatoon. We need to find a residence up there.
Yeah, I think so.
We're very big in Saskatoon.
We are.
We're going up to meet sponsors this afternoon, potential clients, right? Tyler, we're taking our business manager with us. It's a road trip. And then we're going to the Rattlers game tonight. There's a lot of things going on in Saskatchewan.
Are we doing the Cactus Club? What's dinner? Cactus Club?
Depends who's buying. You buying?
Sure.
You got the Regina Red Sox home tonight to the Okotoks Dogs in Game 1 of the Western Canadian Baseball League Championship. Game 1 tonight, Curry Field, 7:05. You get the Rattlers home to the Guelph Nighthawks, 7 o'clock, SaskTel Center. We'll be there. I'll be swapping out my Delisle Chiefs shirt for my Rattlers shirt. I love how the teams are showering us with merch. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And Week 10 of the CFL kicks off tonight with the BC Lions at the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Everything is happening, as Bob Cole would say. This is good times. Who knew August might be the most happening month of the year?
I know. Usually everybody goes to sleep in August.
Yeah.
Just to get ready for the fall and winter.
Yeah. Or they say it's September is the best time of the year, which it's not. It's the spring. It's hockey playoffs. Anyways, Greg McCullough joins us from the Piffles podcast. How you doing, Greg?
Not too bad. About you guys?
Good. Good. So you guys got something cool going on.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised how much it blew up. Fortunate enough to... did a design based on the old Sprinkle of Jesus that Cody Fajardo liked to do. I threw it up online, and he liked it. So I thought, let's jump on this and see if we can do some good for the community. And shot Cody a DM because his DMs were open, which he probably should shut down at some point.
He will after that.
Probably. Yeah. We decided to work together on a charity shirt. So this is actually one we did for a BC Lion.
Fan. Yeah. Who? Which BC Lion fan?
Name's Jim Dewhurst.
Okay.
And there you go. Sprinkle of Jesus. Where's the there
Cody's Jesus sprinkles.
There you go.
Great on hot dogs and football.
Nice.
All the proceeds are going to the Hospitals of Regina Foundation, and $25 a shirt. So
nice.
Where can they buy them?
They can email us at pifflespodcast@gmail.com. And we'll ship them out to you or drop them off in town.
We should mention, by the way, and you might have already, but I got things going on. All over. I might have missed it. That's for a BC Lions fan, yeah, which kudos to BC for picking up. Well, Cody, I guess, played there, so obviously they love them. But you got green ones. That's
the
main
thing. Green ones is standard stock. This is a special order. So.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, it's I can honestly say, and Cody's actually really surprised, too, about how much Saskatchewan has embraced this, and just both the Jesus sprinkles catchphrase and this fundraiser. It blew me away how fast we're shoving shirts out the door.
Well, it really doesn't blow you away because you're from here, are you not? We understand. We're used to this.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Like Saskatchewan definitely embraces everything. I just cannot believe the massive amount of emails all at once we got. It was really shocking, and we're already on our second order already.
How many have you sold then?
I got a check, but I think we're at the over 100 mark, and that was the
holy smokes! You just started this.
Just over 24 hours ago, yeah.
Wow, Cody Fajardo's Jesus Sprinkles T-shirts. Can you hold that up again for the camera, Greg? And again, that's the BC Lions vintage, but we can't bring the green in on the green screen here. Nobody would be able to see it. So kudos for you guys for doing that. Kudos for Cody for giving his blessing,
yeah.
Pardon the pun, or not. And we've been having fun, if you've been following this show, and I follow yours, on are we sold on Cody Fajardo as the next one? And I want to be.
I want to be, too. And honestly, with all my dealings with him over this, I said it last night when we recorded our podcast. He could throw 50 interceptions for the remainder of the year, and he'll have a fan for life. He's that genuine of a good guy. And if his play can match his personality, I never want to see him go away.
Good. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It seems like the kind of guy you want. He's got all the tools right now. Of course, we want to be careful, and we want to anoint the next one and be right. But yeah, I'm with you too, Rod. I mean, we want him to be the guy here. He's perfect.
Well, the tough games are coming up, Greg, as you know, and he could throw 50 interceptions the rest of the year, and they won't care how nice a guy he is around here. We know that. What does Lynch say? Nice guys run the Kinsman Club. You gotta win.
You gotta win.
Yeah, and he's shown that he's got the team behind him, which is always nice. He's shown that in the clutch, he will take the ball in his hands, and that's what you want your leaders to do. You want the guy to have the confidence to have the ball in his hands and lead the team to victory. And last couple of games, he's shown he can do that.
Yeah, he's passed every test. So we're all fans around here. And hey, they've been very fun to watch. So, Greg, appreciate you coming in. Do you want to do a plug for Piffles Podcast, where people can find you?
Sure, piffflespodcast.com. Find us all on all your podcast apps, Google Play, Podcast, Stitcher. Everywhere you find Apple Podcasts, we're there. Just search Piffles Podcast.
Very popular podcast. And I will sign this off by saying thanks to all our guests. Nuji's watching from Kelowna this morning. Nuji, you're going to want to go back, rewind, because we've had a very big show today. The Silver Fox, Kelly Rempel in studio. Len Antonini with a huge announcement, which, Darren, we should recap here again right now for those that might have missed it.
Absolutely. And I think... we can see it up on the television in or on the screen in front of your desk. But the Rod Peterson Celebrity All-Star or All-Star Celebrity Football Weekend. Got to get that right. All-Star Celebrity Football Weekend. Labor Day. It's going to be big. Hope you'll join us, Greg, and come hang out. We've got the live show on Labor Day. We're going to have the donut eating contest with Hobo Donuts. We're going to have Ryder alumni there. Meet and greet's going to be awesome. And even bigger, the day before on the Saturday, 6 o'clock, or gates open at 5:30. And I think we'll start playing at 6:30. Alumni touch football game, celebrity alumni touch football game. So your favorite riders from the past, celebrities from the community are going to be there playing touch football. All money raised is going to go to supporting tackle women's tackle football and minor football in the province. So RMF, the Riot, they're all going to support 100% of the proceeds. Tickets are $20. I believe we've just added a family plan, so you can get a discount for a family. More tickets. RodPetersonShop.com for tickets, RodPetersonShop.com. Len's got a bunch of tickets, too, at RMF. We'll have tickets, so get a hold of us, and let's fill that thing up.
All right, that is Labor Day weekend. It is going to be huge. So Lenny was there with us for that. Phil the Thrill Andrews, the voice of the Pats. Our NFL, CFL insider, Torrey Gurley, dropping bombs on the Arizona Cardinals and Oakland Raiders. You're going to want to see that. And the former voice of the Riders, Jeff Currier, stopped by as well for a great chat on the Bombers and a little bit of his time in Saskatchewan. Greg McCullough from the Piffles Podcast, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you to the people of Delisle for a wonderful time last night having us out there. One of Saskatchewan's great towns. Delisle, Saskatchewan. Oh, yeah. One of the great towns of Saskatchewan, Delisle. Thanks for having us. Thanks to the Chiefs for the shirts. And Saskatoon, we'll see you tonight for the Rattlers and the Nighthawks. You've been watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.